राम राम हरे हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद।
श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। जय विश्वपाद परमहंसा परिव्रजकाचार्य इज वाइन गेस ऐसी भक्त वेदांत आश्रम श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य ब्रह्मचंद श्रीदाधा शिवासुदी गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपुर श्याम राधा कुंद गिर गोदान की जय। ग्रंथ श्रीमद भगवताम की जय। श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमनंदे All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. You're from Canberra visiting, or you're originally from here, right?
Originally from Sydney, then
spent many years here. I met you in Melbourne before, yes. 80s. Yes. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16, Verse 46. Viditam ananta samastam. Viditam ananta samastam. Tava jagad atmano janat iha charitam. Tava jagad atmana janar iha charitam. Vigyapyam parama guru. Vigyapyam parama guru. Kiyad iva savitur iva khaddeyotai. Kiyad iva savitur iva khaddeyotai. Viditam ananta samastam. Tava jagad atmano janari hacharitam. Vigyapyam parama guru. Kiyadiva savituriva khadyatoe. Itam ananta samastam. Jagadatmano janariha saritam. Vigyapyam paramo guru. Kya iva savitur iva kadyodai.
Vigyapyam paramo guru.
consciousness. Samastam. Viditam, well known, Ananta, O unlimited, Samastam, everything, Tava, to you, Jagadatmana, who are the super soul of all living entities, Janai, by the mass of people, or all living entities, Iha, within this material world, acharitam, performed, vigyapyam, to be informed, paramaguru, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Master, kiyat, how much, iva, certainly, savitu, to the Son, Iva, like, khadyotai, by the fireflies. Translation. O unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead, whatever a living entity does in this material world is well known to you because you are the Super Soul. In the presence of the Sun, there is nothing to be revealed by the light of a glowworm. Similarly, because you know everything, in your presence, there is nothing for me to make known. No purport. Next verse. Namastubhyam bhagavate shakala jagat sthiti layo dasyaya duravasi tatma gataye kuyoga ginam vida parama hamsaya. My dear Lord, you are the creator, maintainer, and annihilator of this cosmic manifestation. But persons who are too materialistic and who always see separateness do not have eyes with which to see you. You, they cannot understand your real position, and therefore they conclude that the cosmic manifestation is independent of your opulence. My Lord, you are the Supreme Pure, and you are full in all six opulences. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. Atheistic men think that the cosmic manifestation has come about by chance, a combination of matter without reference to God. Materialistic so-called chemists and atheists, philosophers, always try to avoid even the name of God in relation to the cosmic manifestation. For them, God's creation is impossible to understand because they are too materialistic. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramahamsa, or the Supreme Pure. Whereas those who are sinful, being very much attached to material sense enjoyment, and therefore engaging in material activities, like asses, are the lowest of man. All their so-called scientist knowledge is null and void because of their atheistic temperament. Thus, they cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, this is the prayers by King Chitraketu. King Chitraketu was a king, a very great king, and he became illusioned by material opulence and surroundings. And so Narada Muni later on came to see him. He wanted a son, and he got a son by the blessing of Narada Muni. And also the son was the cause of happiness and also the cause of distress. So Narada Muni came again. By the blessing of Narada Muni, he got a son. At the same time, the son also became brought distress to his life. Then Narada Muni and Angira Muni came to enlighten King Chitraketu. So King Chitraketu understood after deliverance of knowledge to him by Narada Muni. He understood, and later on he met the Lord, because these kings were not ordinary kings. They were saintly kings, like Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, the Raja Rishi, saintly kings. And those days in the Satya Yuga and other yugas, previous yugas, these kings were very special, and with little bit of association of devotee and explanation, they could understand their mistakes, and so they would immediately surrender to Krishna because of their piety, their pure piety from as a devotee, saintly kings. So this King Chitraketu here praised the Lord, and he met the Lord, Lord Krishna, and he's praying to the Lord in his glories. That's why he's saying here, "Oh, unlimited supreme personality of Godhead, whatever living entity does in this material world is well known to you, because you are the super soul. In the presence of the sun, there is nothing to be revealed by the light of a glowworm. Similarly, because you know everything, in your presence there is nothing for me to make known." So this is the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Lord Krishna, he is the source of everything. And he gives the example of the sun. The sun will light up the whole universe. Similarly, there's nothing, if you have a torchlight, it's no use in the presence of the sun, sunlight. Similarly, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he's sitting in the heart of all the living entities as a super soul. And we, the living entities, who are minute compared to the Virat, the greatness of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. And that's why in the next verse, Prabhupada explains in the purport that the modern scientists, they think this cosmic creation is come about simply by chance. And that's why in the translation, King Chitraketu is glorifying the Lord, that he is the creator, he is the maintainer, he is the supreme. Someone who doesn't have knowledge, spiritual knowledge, they will speculate and think that this is all just everything, just this creation is just a chance. But Prabhupada explains, this is nothing as a chance, everything has a reason. It's not that everything that we see in this world, even including our body, there's a creator behind. So it's nothing as a chance. Or he says, Prabhupada says here, by a combination of matter without reference to God. Materialistic so-called chemists and atheist philosophers always try to avoid even the name of God in relation to the cosmic manifestation. For them, God's creation is impossible to understand because they are too materialistic. So, if you want to know something, you have to have a teacher. Even basic things like ABC, you go to the school to learn from the teacher. So if you do not know the science of God realization, the science of God, who God is and His creation, we will not know basic things. So you cannot simply conclude that everything is a chance. Just like when you see the sun. Sun's rising and setting every day, or the moon. On our eye, the sun, when it's rising and setting, it looks very small, like a small disk. But the sun is so big, it lights up the whole universe, the sunlight. That's why Prabhupada gives the example. There's no comparison to the sun like the glowworm. It's a firefly, as mentioned here. Fireflies. I remember in India, when I was growing up, sometime early in the morning, you see, or middle of night, the trees full of fireflies. I wanted to catch one and see how it behaves, how it moves. And they have the light in their back. And even they're dead, the light's still on. Tiny light. It doesn't light up to see yourself. It's a tiny little bit of light. It's in the side of their body. And sometimes they fall to the ground dead. The light's still flashing. It's not flashing, but the light's in there. And I took one of these and was playing around with it to see how the light is coming from. Where is this emanating from, this in their body, this light? Imagine we all had lights. We'd be walking around at night and a little bit of light coming out from our body. So Prabhupada explains this firefly. There's no comparison. This firefly to the sunlight is so big. Yet we conclude that it's all by a chance. That we give our comments. We make our points. But, good morning, Hare Krishna. So, God's creation, it is so big, the universe is known as Virat. Virat means very big. If I say to any of these kids, you are Virat, it doesn't make sense. We are very tiny. Virat applies to God, because God is so big, and so His creation is huge. If you're flying an airplane and you look down, you see all the people look like an ant. So tiny. But when you're down here, walking around, you see yourself huge. When the ant sees you, they see you a mountain. So, try to understand these things clearly, with practical knowledge. We cannot actually understand the supreme position of God. Who He is, how big He is. First we try to understand who we are. Our relationship with Krishna, with God, the Creator. Just like we are born of our parents, we want to know who parents are. How we are connected to our parents, all about mother and father and like that, before you can know so many things. Similarly, if you want to know Krishna, Pitahamasa Jagato Mata Dada Pitamaha. Pita, the original father, is Krishna. Mata Dhata, maintainer and father, everything. He is everything. But we saying is because scripture says it. We do not know so many things. We are limited to understanding. Our intelligence does not go beyond the vast understanding of the universe and the creation and God. Because our understanding is very limited to the surrounding around us, the material surroundings. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Economic development, how to maintain the stresses in our life. But there's so much more we can understand. You know, we have a disease in our body, we are too worried how to get medicine and see a doctor. We are we are engrossed in, we don't have time for God realization, for higher understanding. We are too wrapped up in our little bit of understanding, the surroundings around us, our family, our little thing. But when you look at the universe, it's so huge. You go to the side of the ocean, you can't even see the other side of the ocean, it's so big. We're like the little fish. They have big fish, they're little fish. Sometimes the big fish can swallow this little fish. Big bunch, one gulp. Even the little fish, they swim around. So, the Shastra explains, the scriptures, the Bhagavatam explains. Everything is there, information. Bhagavatam is giving the direct information about the Supreme Lord and His glories and His pastimes. And His glories is so we can see all around us. This is His glory. This is His creation. To appreciate God's creation. This whole creation, massive creation, the universe, the mountains, the seas, the rivers, and all the vegetation and plants and the animals, how it's all, the sun, the moon, and the stars is in the sky, they're all working in its harmonious way. Every day we see the sun sets and rise in a particular time. Like yesterday was the daylight saving. It doesn't matter what you make up, daylight saving or not. Every day the sun is setting and rising at a particular time. So you like it or not, doesn't depend on your duty, on your belief. It is a fact. The fact is based on the absolute truth. That's what it means, Bhagavan. Bhagavan means Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I don't believe in that. It's like saying, I don't believe in the sun god. But sun god is there. It's not because of you, the sun is rising and setting every day. But it's there, it's a fact. One day the sun doesn't rise, it's going to be day, it's going to be night, and all day there's no day. Because of the sun, there is time. Time is created because of the sun. Otherwise it's always going to be dark. I heard some place in Europe is always dark. 6 months a year. That's why you always appreciate. Have a nice day, a sunny day. Because you know, the sun makes everything perfect. Similarly, this sun is the creation of Krishna. Jashakshure shashavita shakala grahanam. Graha, graha means the stars. Shakala grahanam. Jashakshuresha, the eyes. Sun and the moon. It's mentioned in Brahma Samhita. They are like the eyes of Krishna. Grahanam, the stars. Jashakshure shavita shakala. Savita is the sun god. Shakala grahanam. Samasta raja suramurtir. Suramurtir. The universal creator or the demigods. Samasta, all. This word here, samasta also. Samasta here, this word. All living entities. But His creation. Samasta also in our language. Sapkuch, samasta, all. All living entities, Krishna says, they subsist on Me. They depend on Me. Mataha parataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. Krishna says, just like the pearls are strung on a thread. You pull the string out, all the pearls will just fall to the ground. So we, the living entities, are dependent on Krishna at for every moment. Every one of us dependent on Him for His mercy. That we can have energies in our body. The energies in our body, vital energy, is in the form of the air. Bhumirapo nalavayu. Air, water, fire. These things are vital energies in our body. Doesn't matter who you are. We all are dependent on the energies that Krishna has given to us to function this body. So just like a frog in the frog in the well or in a small pond. Doesn't have an information about the vastness of the ocean. Frog is thinking of my big well. We all know how well is so small. The water containing in the well is no comparison to the size, the vast size of the water, vast water, ocean of body water in the sea. The frog thinks, oh, my little well. So similarly, we don't have the information. Aparayam stanyam prakritim vidime param. There's the prakriti, another nature. Aparayam, another nature, and that nature, Krishna says, vidime param. They're separate from this material creation. Aparayam vidhi. That nature, the spiritual nature, that we don't have information. The spiritual nature is where there is no sun or moon or electricity. Self-effulgent. Atmaram, self-satisfied. We, the living entities, we're dependent in the material world at every moment. Every step we take, we have to make sure that we don't stumble, we don't fall over. We're dependent on the Supreme Lord. We're dependent on the energy that's provided by Krishna. We are dependent at every moment, the air in our body that makes us move. If there's no air, we couldn't move our body because the air moves our nerves. If it's not functioning, then the air is blocked. That's how we do yoga. Chakra is there. The chakra is like a wheel that enables the air to flow harmoniously in our body. 7 chakras. Like when you turn the fan on, there's number 1 to 5. Incredible. So this, you can, if the fan is going full speed, that's 5. You can't see it. Because when you need air, in India, I fear, especially in India, very hot, maybe in Queensland, very hot, people use fan or air condition. So I'm giving this example. If the fan is going nicely, number 5, you're getting full of air. You feel good, the fan blowing on you. You turn it down to 2 or 3, then there's less air. Similarly, chakra in our body is like the fan. It's functioning nicely, not functioning, that means the fan is blocked. So there's inga, there's 2 energies in the side of the chakra in the center. It's not the back, it's in the middle. How about our body is functioning? We didn't create any of this. This is Krishna's creation. It's very perplexed and complex. Jantara Rurani Maya, Krishna says his body is like a machine. Why he is giving example? Because everyone today in this world are very much created machines. Everything is like a machine, computer, machine, cars, airplanes, trains, buses, everything. No one uses their intelligence anymore because they're using computers. Before you go to see a movie, now you can see on your phone. People read newspaper before, now they're looking at staring at the phone all day and night. The newspaper's there. That's because your eye is functioning. If he didn't have eyes, he had the eyes but he couldn't see it. It has a camera, right? Your phone has a camera. These days. I remember before we had to take the photos, develop it, send the films to a Photoshop. And then you get it back the next day. Now you can take photo and do whatever you like with it. Enlarge it, color it, send it. All this thing, software work. But still, Krishna created us to function that machine, you require a finger. If you didn't have a finger on your hand, you couldn't punch the button. So I don't believe in God. Who gave you the finger to punch on the computer you created? Who gave you the intelligence to make these machines work? Just like last week, our hot water wasn't working. So we had to call these people. And they took all day to fix the hot water thing. The guy is underneath there, working through the machine, all the little things. His hands were all full of grease and different things. He was doing all these little wires everywhere. I had no idea what he was doing. So if you look at our own body, it's a very complex machine. Jantra Rurani Maya. Complex machine. The brain, how it's all working. Eyes, ears, nose. Every minute, every second you're blinking your eyes. That's because there's air in your body. If you didn't have air, you couldn't move your eyes. You couldn't digest the food because air requires and fire. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. These things are very essential energies that we rely on. So how can you say God doesn't exist? It's all by chance. Okay, I give you, Prabhupada said, he used to say, I'll give you all the chemical, we create life. And they all say, oh, in the future. They've been saying that from the beginning. Already the future is already over. Okay, create life. Life comes from life. I didn't get any life coming out of the wood, dead wood. So there is a mixture of life. There's life in it. Wherever there's life, there is movement. There's consciousness. Consciousness is a consciousness something which is because it's coming from the soul. Soul is fully conscious, omnipotent. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam. Krishna is complete and perfect. So are his creation. We are his creation. We are moving. Okay, there is a big sunlight and there's a glow worm. But that glow worm is part of God. Just a small particle. Just like you take a drop of water out of the sea. It's the same quality as the sea. It's just a drop. So that drop cannot independently function. It's when you put it in the water, in the big vast water, then it mixes it in. And then it becomes part of the water, part of the ocean. So we, the living entities, disconnected ourselves. So we dry up. So once you connect it, it's all about connection. Krishna consciousness is all about connection. I was telling this before. You can have all your computer, all your technology, but you need electricity to run it and battery. You have to constantly, even go to the airport, train station, everywhere they have plugs you can put in to charge your phone and your laptop, like computers. Electricity. Electricity, all light and all fire. All types of fire and electricity is the creation of the sun. Comes from sun god. Because they are creating, they are making electricity through propeller or nuclear power, whatever. But ultimately it's come from God. You may think, I am so and so. You eat your khichdi in the morning and your coffee. If you didn't have fire in your stomach, you couldn't digest that. I'm the so-and-so, I'm the big manager, and I'm the CEO of the company, and we can say, boast to yourself whatever you like. You can digest one chapati, one piece of toast, if you didn't have a fire digestion in your stomach. It'll all come out. So we are dependent at every moment. Isn't it? We are dependent on Bhagwan, the Virat, the Supreme Lord. We are dependent on His mercy, our livelihood. The grain, annat bhavanti bhutani, parjanad anasambhava, jagat bhavati parjanya jagakarma samudbhava. Krishna said, annat bhavanti bhutani, the grain, anna. All living entities subsist on grain, food grains, which is created by yajna, performance of jagat bhavanti. We have to recognize the owner. We have to pay oblations, offerings to God. Just like even Christians, before they eat, they pray, right? They pray to before. We also pray, Sarira Abhida Cha. We pray, do you know, this is the mercy of Krishna. This is His blessings. Everything we have to recognize. Be thankful to the Creator for His mercy. This is how a devotee sees. This is how a devotee prays to the Lord. Always praying to the Lord for His mercy. This is why King Chitraketu. This is his consciousness, a devotee consciousness. A devotee thinks, I'm only here by His mercy. I am meant to serve Him. I'm here because Krishna wanted me to be here so I can serve Him. By His mercy, I'm allowed to be here. I can digest my food. I can do my service. This is the devotional attitude of a devotee. So they are very thankful. We are thankful. We should never think, oh, no, it's due to my endeavor, due to my hard work, I have the big bank balance. It is due to my hard work, I have my car and a family and business. Well, yeah, people have this thing, but they are very sick. Oh, I'm so strong, I'm so handsome, I'm so beautiful. Try saying that to yourself when you're 70. You're walking with a stick. So the body is temporary. Everything a devotee sees through the knowledge, spiritual teachings, scriptural knowledge. So we're not bewildered. King Chitraketu was such a great devotee. He was temporarily illusioned, temporarily. But he was enlightened by Narada Muni. So devotees also, we can become illusioned by Maya. Wow, I'm chanting my Ram so nicely. Everybody look at me, I'm singing, I am this, I am that. Trinadapi Sunichana, that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, we have to perform our service with humility. With knowledge that I am His servant. Allow me to serve you nicely, with humility. Then it becomes even more blissful. Because when you're doing with consciousness, everything you do with devotional consciousness, it becomes more blissful. Then the nectar of love for Krishna flows through whatever we do for Krishna. Because we have that spiritual consciousness. Just like the water flowing from the mountain down the stream. And it's smoothly going down stream, flowing to the ocean. But if there is a block there, the water will divert. So elsewhere, will not flow smoothly to the sea. So similarly, our consciousness has to be very smooth, flowing. With the right consciousness of Krishna consciousness, and it will flow to Krishna, lotus feet. It has to smoothly flow down to the lotus feet of Krishna. But if we think, ah, oh, no, I am this, I am the doer, then just like that, there's a block, and the flow will not flow smoothly to the sea, to the lotus feet of Krishna. It will flow to somewhere else, because the ego is there. That's going to block that. Or that devotional consciousness. We all have devotion. That devotion is not put onto Krishna, reposed onto Krishna. Our hard work, our life is onto something else, to family, or there is nothing wrong, but we have to always add Krishna, connection to Krishna. We don't say, give up everything and chant Hare Krishna and join. Even though someone can do that, that's perfect. But we say, whatever it is, try to see Krishna in the center. Connect to Krishna. Understand. So it's not that one can perform service artificially. We have the right understanding. We have to have spiritual knowledge. Jnana Yoga. Jnana Yoga means we are full of knowledge. It's as good as Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga means devotional service to Krishna. Jnana Yoga means the process of understanding, full of knowledge. So the knowledge connected to devotion is the same as devotion. Because you are using intelligence, not making up things, but that intelligence is through the knowledge that's provided in the Bhagavatam, in the scriptures, by a spiritual master. So it flows through, that knowledge will flow through us when we study that. The devotees will give that knowledge. It's coming down to us because we want that. So disciple is one who is sincere. So the knowledge imparted to the disciple by his spiritual master. This way it comes down to us. Guru to disciple. A guru, a really good guru, who is so surrendered because he was surrendered to his guru. So that he is qualified to become a guru because he was the best disciple of his guru. Just like a good student. They learn nicely. Then they get a good mark. Then one day you become a teacher because you studied nicely. That's how it works. Everything has a system. A system is that the knowledge will remain within you. It's not you bringing from outside. Guru to disciple, disciple to guru. So it's the chain of disciplic succession. I was giving the example of the other day, bicycle wheel. So this knowledge is a perfect knowledge. Why perfect? Because spoken by perfect, Vyasadev, who wrote. He's an incarnation of God. Book Bhagavata. Devotee Bhagavata and Book Bhagavata. Devotees are like Bhagavatam because they speak as it is what Krishna spoke. So that's why there is no such thing as just making up or a chance. We have to study to be able to reveal it to others, just as Narada Muni revealed this knowledge to King Chitraketu. And King Chitraketu understood it. And through his devotion and loving service and prayers, he met the Lord. So similarly, we also, following in that footsteps, that's why these stories are in the Bhagavatam, so we can learn from this. Acharyas, great devotees, who comes to teach by their own example, so all of us today can learn how to serve Krishna, how to pray to Krishna. Because they come to show us the path. They come to enlighten us. Sadhus, they travel and preach, enlightening us. They are not attached to anything. They are attached to preaching Krishna consciousness, disseminating the spiritual knowledge, love of God, bhakti, love for Krishna. How to cultivate love for Krishna? The Supreme Personality of Godhead, a Paramahamsa, or the Supreme Pure, whereas those who are sinful, being very much attached to material sense enjoyment, and therefore engaging in material activities like asses, Prabhupada is very heavy, are the lowest of man. All their so-called scientist knowledge is null and void because of their atheistic temperament. Thus they cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nothing wrong working hard like an ass. If you serve Krishna, we don't say, hey, you devotee work like an ass. We say, you are a devotee, you work for Krishna so nicely, you work so hard. But if you work for yourself for material life, then you're working like an ass. Properly using this word. Foaming at the mouth. Nobody can say today, I don't work hard. Anyone who has a house, car, job, they're working hard. They have the home because they worked hard for it. So everything spiritually also at the same time you have to work for it. To endeavor for God realization you have to work very hard. It doesn't come easy. You see the life of Prabhupada. You see the life of any great devotees. Srila Prabhupada, he worked very hard to establish Krishna consciousness, the Hare Krishna movement. Every drop of his energy went into, you know, if you see Prabhupada, he was traveling every day, meeting devotees. At night he didn't sleep, translating books. There was no time for himself. Took very little nap. He was always busy traveling. In the beginning there was no temple. So hard work to open all these temples. This is how we have to work hard, just as our spiritual master did. If you want tangible results in spiritual life, it's easy now because everything is established. But there are human beings, people who are not serving Krishna. Thousands of people, millions of Indians, they come and go. We have a lot of Indian people coming here chanting, but there are heaps of also other Indians. Even in India, you go to India, the Kerala state. I was talking to someone yesterday. 90% of the people living in Kerala have become Christian. And Kerala is one of the pious states in India. So many temples. So, it's not that. So we have a lot of work to do to spread Krishna consciousness. You may say, oh no, I'm happy what I'm doing. There's much more to do. He was distributing books. There's still so much books to go out. There's still a lot of people didn't have the books yet. So there is unlimitedly spreading Krishna consciousness is required. It's not that we can sit back because we already done enough. We have this temple, we can more temple. No problem. Another temple. Till every home is a temple. Every person's home is a temple. That's why every devotee's home is a temple, because it's not just in the temple that we're chanting. Home of a devotee is a temple too. So this is why there is no room for complacency in spiritual life, because there's so much work to do. And ourselves, to preach to others. Apanayaya pragai. We have to become Krishna conscious ourselves to be able to touch others. When people see your deliverance of Krishna consciousness, your practices, then others will see. Example. So, mentioned here, Paramahamsa. The Supreme Person of Godhead is Paramahamsa, or the Supreme Pure. Why is Paramahamsa? Sometimes devotee is also known as Paramahamsa. Hamsa means swan. You know, the unique character of a swan is that the swan can extract milk out of water. They have to have a machine to do that. They have a special machine that detect. In India they have, because they're always adding water. It's worse here, because here maybe they're adding chemical. In Australia, not so much. The milk here is good. I heard in America they add fish oil, because you need vitamin D or something. Yeah, omega-3. But milk itself has all the ingredients, goodness. That's why we all are brought up in milk. So the swan, Paramahamsa, the swan, why these examples given in the Bhagavatam? Because the swan, they can take only milk, taking out the water, putting aside and having the milk, whereas there's already water in the milk, they can take the water out and have the milk. They have that power to separate. So that's why Paramahamsa, we have to be like the Paramahamsa. Take what is necessary. Reject the unnecessary. Reject the things that block us from serving Krishna. Accept what is favorable to serve Krishna. And reject the unfavorable. That's the unique character, means Paramahamsa. I don't even drink milk. Nowadays people are vegans. They don't take any milk products. I understand it. They're putting all kinds of substances in the milk that's harmful to the body. Well, Srila Prabhupada encouraged us to have milk. Krishna Bhagavan, Radha Krishna, Krishna, the deities in our temples, we're offering milk products. Every time we offer them food, there's sweets that's made out of milk. Krishna's Govinda, his favorite animals, the cows. But I'm just saying that the milk is not diluted. It's pure milk that we offer to Krishna. People kill the cows, so it's violence. We don't want to drink the milk that they kill those cows. Violent. So this ahimsa milk, we have milk that is that they don't kill those cows. It's perfectly understandable. So they just step towards people who have good heart. They want to be good. So we have to be like the swan, Paramahamsa, great swan. Lord Brahma, he rides in a swan. Yeah, it must be a really big swan to be able to ride on it. I mean, I've seen swan in India. Maybe they may have a few swan in the Albert Park. There's black swan. Or they have in Perth, they have Swan River. Big pelicans. Not exactly swan. But I've seen swans, very big swans, but not that big like Lord Brahma rides on. So swan is a very beautiful animal, beautiful bird. So my point is that we have to be like a Paramahamsa, a great swan, pure devotees of Krishna. Pure. Pure means purity. Purity is the force. It's all about purity. People are always reading the ingredients, make sure there is no chemical or something, artificial products. They want to eat pure food, organic food. We're always looking into something that's going to be good for us, for our health. Because we are that. Satchit Ananda Vigraha, the soul is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. They're not mixed in material atmosphere, they're pure. The most purest thing is that pure entity, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's mentioned here, that's pure. Something that is pure, that has movement, and that movement, the ultimate movement, that is Supreme Lord. He is the purest of the pure. Paramahamsa is a swan that can. Krishna is the supreme swan because he is supreme pure. We are attracted to purest thing because Krishna is the supreme pure. And he vibrates that purity, that vibration of goodness, good vibes. You know, like people always say, I want to be around someone who can give me good vibes, aura, good aura. And Krishna has that aura, good vibes. Just by seeing the beautiful form of Krishna with our eyes, with anointed, premanjana churida bhakti vale vilochanena, our eyes are anointed with love, pure love. That's why people see Krishna, their eyes damped with water. They feel devotional, beautiful form of Krishna. This is the idea, how we can develop that love for Krishna. It doesn't come artificially, we have to have understanding behind. So, to become pure, we have to associate with people who are pure. Purity is the force. Pure devotional service, bhakti yoga. But if you want the love of God, then we have to perform pure devotional service. Then our heart becomes pure. Cheta darpanam marjanam. Baba maha davagni nirvapanam. Baba maha davagni. Davagni means fire. Maha davagni. Baba maha davagni. We are living in the forest fire of Mahadavagni, the fire of material existence is burning us away. Chetta darpanam, our heart is full of lust, anger and greed and fire of material existence. Chetta, our heart. Darpanam, we have to cleanse that way, all that, wash it away from chanting Hare Krishna. By associating devotees, by performing devotional service. That's the whole idea of this Krishna consciousness movement. This is why King Chitraketu, he understood that. When his heart was pure and clean, as all that blockages was unblocked, and he can see the path of devotional service. He can, now he's praying to the Lord. The Lord will appear when our heart is clean. He's residing in our heart. Hridayasya Arjuna Tishtati. Krishna says, I'm sitting in the heart of all living entities. He's sitting in our heart. We can see him. But if we choose to see somewhere else, even the actual law, Krishna is sitting in our own heart. Everyone's heart. We are not lonely, like sometimes people say it. Krishna is in our heart. We are constantly associating with God. If you can learn to see through the scriptures. Any questions? Yes, Prabhu.
Saying Krishna's in the heart, and he also says in the Bhagavad Gita that from him comes remembrance, knowledge, attachments. So someone may say like that, well, God is giving me forgetfulness of him, so what is the problem?
Well, he's also given us the intelligence. He created it. Like somebody asked Prabhupada, can God create a mountain and at the same time he cannot lift it? So he said, Prabhupada said, he thought for a minute and Prabhupada said, he can create a mountain that he cannot lift because he is the creator. He can do whatever. But then he says, because he's God, he can lift it. So similarly, he's also given us the intelligence to make things distinguish. Just like we all know ferocious animals. that we should keep away. You go to the zoo, they say, don't touch, don't go too close. They have a fence, of course. But sometimes there's accidents. They break through or you fall in water, something. So we have to follow the guideline. There's indications. Tamal Krishna Maharaj, they wanted a shaligram from Govardhan Hill to install in Houston. Shaligram is another form of the deity that comes in a stone. So he said, you go to Govardhan and pick up a shaligram that we're going to bring it to America and worship in our temple, Houston. But then he said, wait a minute, you go there and you need to see the indication. Don't just pick up one of the shaligram, one of the stones from the Govardhan Hill. He said, look for the indication, see the indication. So they said, you go there, sit down, chant, and Krishna will give you indication. So they sat there, and suddenly a cow came by. There's no cow around. And a cow came by and started to lick this particular stone. Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, that's the one! That's the stone, we've got to take it. That's the indication. So, I always give the story how we have to see the indication of the soul coming from within. So we can't just make up. Of course, Krishna, he is apahunamcha. He can remember past, present, future. This is why we can remember at the time of death. After we die, all the things, our memories wipe off from past life. But we can remember what we did yesterday, perhaps, or in our life. We can remember previous life. Sometimes there's a reason for that. Krishna doesn't want us to remember in the past life. He wants us to remember what we did recently. Because there's a reason for that. Because sometimes we'll get too mental. Krishna, Prabhupada didn't want us to go to the check our hand. We get too mental. We'll divert our Krishna consciousness. We become too wrapped up. So we have to just be at present. So there's a lot of issues. So it's not that when we make something, we cook something, we construct something, we do something, we always take the result for ourselves. Oh, I did it. I did this preparation. It's so nice. I did this, that. We always taking credit for ourselves. But we don't say, by God's mercy, I can move my hand and I can plan because He gave me the intelligence. Yet, we are taking the credit for what we did. But actually, by His mercy, there was already earth, water, we put it together and construct this temple. So, if you analyze things more clearly, there is forgetfulness at the same time. Krishna says, He says to me, Man Mana Bhava Mad Bhakta, think of me, become my devotee, worship me. I'm sitting in a heart and I'll guide you. He will guide us, He said. So okay, you forget it, but the devotees, we pray, please help me, assist me to serve you. And Krishna says, I'm sitting in a heart. I will direct you, I'll guide you, I'll give you the intelligence by which you will come to me. So it's not that He is the creator, that's fact, but He is also saying, a devotee, he doesn't do anything that is not that is not pleasing the Lord. There's no contradiction in the scriptures. It's all there if we can study it clearly and under a guidance, a supervision of a devotee. They can clarify it. So there is every aspect of this knowledge is very clear. And if we can learn to see that, that is perfectly laid out for us to understand this. But He is the owner. But at the same time, we cannot say, why Krishna came 5,000 years ago? Why did Srila Prabhupada come? Why did Jesus come? Why did Buddha come? Krishna says, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Glanir, when there's a decline in religion, I come. to reestablish dharma sthapanarthaya, to reestablish dharma, religious principles, for those who want it. So when he comes, even though he is the supreme, there's no reason for us to not surrender, because he himself comes to deliver us in front of our eyes. So there's one fraction of that verse, apohanam cha, that he is forgetfulness, but he is also giving us the remembrance at every step. He's giving us, that's why we can remember. Some people can't remember, they have a disease, dementia. Forgetfulness is a disease. But he didn't take our memories away. Otherwise we'll be in big trouble. We can do a service to Krishna nicely, because I forgot to cook, I forgot to dress, because we have... So Krishna has given us the intelligence at every step to serve him. But he is saying that because he himself doesn't have that forgetfulness, because he is a supreme. He is remember everything, past, present, future. We forget. But something we don't need to remember, forget. Who wants to remember what we did in the past life? That's going to haunt us. It will disturb our service. So we have to see in a very way that clears our understanding, becomes more clear, clarity. Okay. You speak English very well? You understand what I'm saying? Okay. Sometimes a lot of Indian people hear, and but they're not getting it. But you understand. I gave Sunday talk some time ago, last week, Sunday lecture in the evening. There was a temple full of people from India. And everyone, I'm understanding. When you ask them, they didn't get it. But it's nice that, we have these topics every day we can discuss. And a lot of people are not here, they're listening online. Yeah. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Krishna. Yeah, sure. You have it.